The governor made her way past the chess set with the 3-foot-high pieces and the mock fire engine to a conference room at the Marbles Kids Museum. Waiting for her there were members of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. And while she didn't mention continuing the sales tax specifically, she clearly had the nearby General Assembly on her mind.
But I tell you what, my friends, as you all focus on innovation, also focus on courage and focus it about on the outcome of what's going on just down the street from here. We are in a crisis in North Carolina. We are in a race to the bottom. We're about to witness the biggest layoff of public education employees in the history of North Carolina. Is that worth standing up for?
At the beginning of the legislative session, Purdue agreed with the new Republican majority. The temporary 1-cent sales tax should be allowed to expire, as would the $1 billion it would generate. But now the budget debate has grown more fierce, and the reality of about $1 billion in cuts to education are more real. Now, Purdue wants 3/4 of the 1-cent tax to continue. If applied to education, that could save many of the 18,000 education jobs now on the chopping block. Purdue is not alone in changing her mind. In an April poll conducted by Elon University, 73% of respondents supported extending the tax for 1 year. That's an increase over previous polls. One group not wavering is the state Republican leadership. Their stance is the same as it was when Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger gave his reply to Purdue's State of the State address in February.
Governor Purdue promised the tax hikes passed 2 years ago would be temporary. We will keep her promise because the best economic stimulus we can provide is letting people and businesses keep more of their own money. Reducing those taxes will help us compete with surrounding states for much-needed jobs.
Not all business owners agree. Brenda Berg calls herself a former Republican and current independent. She's the founder and CEO of Scandinavian Child, a Raleigh-based company that makes and sells strollers, baby bottles, and toys. She says she's written her legislators on the issue.
I'm mystified why we would take a 1-cent tax and compromise our education system. 1-cent tax reflects for the average citizen 24 cents per day. And for me, the customers are not buying or not buying product based on that 1 cent. But we are having children perform or not perform. We have teachers being fired or not fired based on that 1-cent tax. I think the difference is clear.
Berg's business is small, and as the mother of 2 school-aged children in Wake County, her support for public education might be expected. But some of those who run larger businesses feel the same. Richard Urquhart is the chief financial officer of the Golden Corral restaurant chain.
The governor has a tough problem with the politics of that. I think the many people ran on the basis that they would repeal that tax. I personally support the tax and think we should keep the funds, and we should spend it on education.
Many who keep track of the state legislature assumed extending the 1-cent tax was dead when the General Assembly began the long process of negotiating a budget. But with the governor, key business leaders, and the public showing renewed interest, it could make its way back onto the table. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.